We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, seven lines from the wide lines. It's the beginning of a line where it says, Echad Oymed. So we're going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that someone stands at the door of the Bezdin with a suda, with a handkerchief, and he's ready to wave to someone who's sitting on a horse a few thousand feet away. They could see him, and that one on the horse will run after the person who's getting the punishment, if there's a schus, the reason to have him be returned to Bezdin. Om Rav Huna, pshitali, it's partial to me that echad even shenitzkaba, the even used for skila, the echad eight shenitzkaba by lachay, someone gets skila, gets hung. So the wood that's used to hang the person who got the oynish, the echad sayif shenaregbay, or if the person gets sayif, the sword that he was killed with, v'echad suda shenechabay, or the suda used to choke him, v'chenek, all those items, those tools used for Mises Bezdin, for capital punishment, kula mishal tzibur, they all come from the money of the tzibur. My time, you don't say, take from the person himself, you don't say, bring something for your own money and kill yourself. And therefore, those things all go and come from the money of Bezdin. Now, we mentioned in this list all the three of the Mises Bezdin. Skila, that's the Sokoba and the Eitz of Skila, then Saif, and Suda. What happened to Sreifa? It's a good question. Tysus asked the question. Dr. Tysus Pshita, Echadevin, Hodeloi Choshev Psila Shanishav, but he used to take a piece of lead, boiling hot, and put it down his throat. That's how he got killed. Mishum, the Abraisa Lekamon, Dektonid Kulam Nikbarim Imaikoi. This din is going really on the Braisa that says that all these things are buried with the mace. So on that we're saying, who's it belong to? Mashenke, the psila, obviously it disappears, so it's not something you bury with the mace, it goes down his throat, and therefore the Gemara did not talk about that. Rav Huna was going on that brisa that said all these items, so the question was, where does it come from? It comes from the coffers of the tzibur. Boy Rav Huna. Nothing yet. Boy Rav Huna, right now. Boy Rav Huna, Suda Shamanifim Boy, Vesus Shirach Shirach Mabidim. What about the two things mentioned on Mishnah, the Sudar, the handkerchief that the person stands by the door by, and the Sus? Who does that? Who pays for that? Mishamihu. Kivin da Tzalo Didei Midideihu. Since that's there for his good to save him, it comes from his money. Adilma, Kivin da Beidinim Chayav Mebad Ba Tzalo Mididu. Since the Bezdin's Chayav to do Tzalo, it comes from them. That's question number one. Question number two is, Vesu, Hodom Rav Chia Bar Rav Asher Rav Chista. Hayoyitzi Lahareg, someone who goes out for capital punishment, Mashkin Oysoi Kairichel Vayinam Akershel Yayin. We give him something very sharp to drink before we kill him. We give him a little Kairit of Levayna, that's a piece of spice, it's very spicy, in a cup of wine. Kadesh Tarav Daita, in order that he shouldn't be badass. Should be a shtickle drunk. Shneamar tnu sheicher loyved v'yayin l'mari nefesh. And what's the pshat in this? So Rashi says, I mean, the pasuk means tnu sheicher loyved, someone who's getting killed, getting lost, v'yayin l'mari nefesh, someone who is upset, to give him wine. So what does it mean over here? Kadesh l'tarav daita. Zog Rashi, a little small Rashi, it's a little higher up. Lo yidak v'smameya v'arigosin. So you have to explain this Rashi. Rashi is saying he should be nervous and take long to die. What do you mean? You're throwing him off the roof. Like, what do you mean? It's going to take a long time to die. Just make sure he's a little tipsy, and this way he'll die quicker. How does he die quicker if he's tipsy? So Rashi says something. It's going to take shorter because he's tipsy. What's pshat? Zok the Yavitz. The Yavitz explains. Nichta v'tzida kolaymar yishta bechevli miso shenis. Tiskasha nafshoy lotzeis v'yarech inuya v'tzayroi. The derech is, if someone is thinking straight, he's gonna brace himself and hold himself back from getting killed. But here, if he's a little tipsy, so when they kill him, he'll die quick. He won't have so much tzar because he won't brace himself as much and try to keep himself alive. So that's why we give him. So now the question is the same thing. Who does it come from? With Tanya, with the Nebraisa. Noshim yikoros shiv Yerushalayim. The Noshim, the special Noshim, special women in Yerushalayim, who must not voice mevias oisai. They used to pay for it, sponsor it. Lois not. So the Mara's question is: Lois not v'u Noshim yikaros mishalmi. If they weren't, they didn't donate it. Who's it come from? Mishalmi. This is the wine and the kairit alavina. Who's that come from? So two shilas. One shaila is about the horse and the suda. That was a shaila. Then we had another shaila. What about the karet and the yayin? Usually the nashim karas gave it. That was like the minig. But if they didn't give it, who would it come from? Now, what step is nashim? Why did nashim give it? So I in the Ben Yada talks about it because the chava caused the misa loylam. So epis, they need a kapara for that. But in any case, the question is, if they don't give it, who gives it? So the Gemara, Havad and Mistavra, Meshal Tzibur. That's Pasha. The second one, we have a Pshitas to the Shaila. It's Pasha that comes from the Tzibur. Kivin the Ksiv, Tanu, Medidu. It says, Lashon Tanu, Sheikh Eloyved. Sounds like you give it from yourself, not the guy himself. So therefore, that's Pasha Meshal Tzibur. And the first Gemara stole Shaila, and we're not going to answer the Shaila. Who does it come from? The Sus and the Suda. Ba'im Rav Acha, Bahunim Rav Sheshis. Oma Echam Natamidim. Yeshu lami de loves chus v'nishtatik. Now this guy's on the way to die, and one of the tamidim say, "I have his chus," and all of a sudden he lost his kayak to speak. He can't. He can't speak anymore, and you know it's over. Mao, it's like or he died. It'd be the same type of shaila. Mao. So Gemara has a tzad that since he maybe is mamish b'dvarav, he didn't handle it, so maybe he should be soyser the din because lemais and redo the din, relitigate it because lemais maybe had a good taina. So mnafeach Rav Sheshes v'yodei, Rav Sheshes blew with his hand, made a motion like whatever he's saying is ear, hot ear. He says mishtatek. I feel echa b'seif ayol nami. If you worry about mishtatek, why don't you say maybe there's someone on the other side of the world that has a good taina? Like he didn't say anything, so. He didn't say lemais what he wanted. What's the problem? So the Gemara, no, Rav Sheshes time is not a good taina. Hasam lekamar. A guy that only in the world never said anything. Ha kamar. Here he said something. He said I have something. Then he was starting. My, what's the halacha? Tashma. Don't Rav Yehi Sirachnino. Echem atamidim shezicha. One atamidim that said a good svara. He said the tam, and he said this is chus. Umeis, but he died before. You could use him as a psak. He died. We look at Akilu who's alive. And he's still here. So the diak is, Zika in, loy Zika loy. It's Master Dafka if he actually said his reason. But if he doesn't say his reason, then we don't deal with it. So, Lachar Tzaraya, that just saying I have something and then he dies on a static, it's nothing. So, tomorrow, no, it's not right. Loy Zika pshitali, Omar Tabayi loch. You're right, Zika is pashit, that's what he picked up. But Tabayi is still a shayla. Which means, Zag Rashi, Tabayi loch, Mirmina Zika dafka, Dilma Rav Yesi, Orcha, the Milsa Kama. It's more Orcha, Zin Derech, Latam, Loima, Yeshalim, Eschos, Mishtatek, Vechem Misa. The Mishtoma, Miyad, Oimer Reisav. He says, not the Derech, I have something, boom, it plops dead. It doesn't happen usually like that. And therefore, it's not the Orcha. But maybe Rav Yesi holds the same thing. It's probably someone says he has a pshat, without saying Zika. He has a Eschos. So therefore, the Gemara stays with a shaila. What happens if someone says he has his chus and he dies, or he's nishtatik? What's the halacha? Then it says at the end of the Mishnah that even if the person himself going out to misa says I have a chus on myself, you return them to Bezdin, you return the din to the din, you relitigate even four or five times. Well, vachish mamish advar. That's in the Mishnah, but it has to have some kind of substance for his tiny. So the Gemara is going to clarify this part of the Mishnah. Even the first two times, and he says, "I have a schus." You have to have a mamish bedvara. Vatayim to the brisa. Pam rishayin of shniya. The first two times, the defendant, the guy who's getting killed, says, "I have a schus." Bein chesh mamish bedvara. Bein chesh mamish bedvara. Mechzir ma'isa. You redo the din. Either way, even a mamish bedvara. Mekav elach after two times. Yes, mamish bedvara. Mechzir ma'isa. If it's substance, you return. If no substance, you don't return him. So it's kash on Amishta. I'm Rapapa. Turgamu of a pamshni veilach. Amishta that says olvachi mamish devar of his dafka after the second time. Now the Gemara's question is like this: Mino Yadi, how do you know Taka that's mamish devar? He's going out with two shluchei bezdin and taking him to get killed. Pasha is not to be the chum. How do you know that? You know, usually executioners are not dafka to be the chum. So how do you know the substance in his words? Which means after two times, you need substance. How do you know substance? On my bio, the Masrina Le Zuga de Rabbanon. There was always a pair of Rabbanon that went along with the executioner. And if they say, Ikimamis Varavin, Eloi Eloi. So Freit the Gemara, why Taka don't we send the Tvilichom the first time or so? And we only return them if it's some substance. But Lim Slay Meikara, so the Gemara, no. I give the bias, Le Matsu Oma Komai de Islay. The first two times he's going out to get killed, he's very Zeflogin, he's very not Meyushev, and therefore he won't be able to explain to the people there why he has a schos, and therefore you let him go back and do a din Torah again, because he needs time to think. But after 2 times, he's really not so mobile, so there, he should have the taina on the spot, and therefore, only if it's substance do you return them. New Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah, Matzu lo yischos, if you find a schos, patru, yipatim, v'lav, yitze lisakel, he goes to get killed. So now we're going to go into the process of giving him skila. So first things first. First, v'kruz yitze lefonov, we make an announcement, ish ploini ben ploini, this fellow, Pliny ben Pliny, Yoytzi l'sokel, he's going out to get skila, al-sha'ov ha'aver Pliny, because he did a certain aver that's chayav skila. U'Pliny Edom. And these are the Edom. The reason why I say the Edom is, because komish yadeh ala yishchus yov v'lam v'lov. Maybe you know these Edom are lying. Therefore, we announce all the details, and therefore, if someone has a yishchus, they'll still come say. So they put out an announcement, this guy's getting killed by skila, he was over this avera, and these are the Edom. Zotu Gemara, Omar Baya. But Tzarek Lameim also, but Yoyim Pliny, who was on this day, Vashar Pliny, this hour, and Mokka Pliny, this place. Dilma Ika the Yardi, Vashar Mazim Le. May someone will come and be Mazim. Then the Mishnah says, Vakruz Yoyitz Lefadi, make this announcement. Lefanavin, right before, yes, which means Mamish, when he's walking to get killed, be Ikar Aloy, not before that, not 40 days before that. And the Gemara ends right here, in the middle of the Gemara. So the truth is, there's a Gemara, next Gemara, there's no Shaykhah to this Gemara. So the truth is, there's a Gemara missing over here that's not printed in most Gemaras because the censor took it out. But those who have a Oiz Vahad Gemara, the Gemara is there. And we're going to read maybe the whole thing, or at least part of it, we'll read the Gemara. So Gemara says, Adiyak over here, you only say Lefanov, so concentrate. I'm saying the Gemara now, those who don't have a Gemara, we'll listen outside. That Lefanav im Mikar Loi means that you say the announcement only on the way to getting killed, not before that. So Gemara is a kash like this. Vahatayim into the Braisa. Be'erev HaPesach. Talu l'yeshoi ha-noitzri. They killed Yeshoi ha-noitzri. That's probably Jay from Christianity. They killed him on Erev Pesach. Va'akruz yoitzi Lefanav abom yoim. They made an announcement 40 days before that. Yeshu Hanoitri Yoitil Isokel, that Yeshu is going to get Skila al Shekishev. He did sorcery, Vahesis, and he convinced Vadiach Yisrael, Komish, and his Diach Yisrael, do Avadizara. Komish Yedele is Chos, Yavi Vilim of Chos. Limotle is Chos, so 40 days they didn't find his Chos, Vitalu Bar of Pesach. So the Kasha is, here you see, he made an announcement 40 days. You give 40 days till you kill him. So what's going on over here? And even though the Gemara could have said, what do you mean, is Inu Adin? Gemara has different tarots, but the Gemara's kasha is, why is in the cruise is Dafka? Now, cruise is ready for 40 days of the cruise. So the Gemara answers, Amma Ula, V'tizbra, Yesha, Yenoitzi, Yibara, Fuchi, Yishchusu. You think we're looking for a schus for him? Mesis who? Rahman Omar, Tizbara, Mesis, Lo Yisachmo, Yischaslov. You don't look for a schus for a Mesis. Ela, Shani Yesha, Yenoitzi, the car of the Malchus Hava. The reason why we gave 40 days is, we were scared of the Malchus, he was close to the Malchus, and that's why we gave 40 days. And that's what's not a kasha. And the Gemara goes further. Turn on bottom. Chamisho tamidim hoyulo leisha neitri. There was 5 tamidim to yeshu neitri. Elohein, Masai, which is like Matsu, Nakai, Netzer, Uvuni, v'toida. Toida maybe is Theodore. So Asyula Masai, Omer lohu Masyoya, they would kill Masyoy, Omer lohu Matu Yaharik, the Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Masai ovev era p'nei alikim. Masai, he's calling himself Masai. Omer lohi, Aim in Masa Yaharik the Chsiv Masa Yomus Vavet Shemay. Then ask you the Nakoi Amalei Nakoi Yaharik Nakoi will be killed. Chsiv Noki Tzadik La Yaharik Amalei in Noki Yaharik Chsiv from his time Yaharik Noki. Ask you the Netzer Amalehu Netzer Yaharik Chsiv and Netzer Meshar Shav Yifrach Amalei in Netzer Yaharik Chsiv Viata Shlachtanam Kivrachal Knetzer Nesav. Ask you the Buni Amalehu Buni Yaharik Chsiv Bnei Bechari Yisrael Amalehu in Buni Yaharik Chsiv Hine Nech Yaharik Is Bincha Becharecha. Ask you the Toyda Amalehu Toyda Yaharik Chsiv Mizbal Soyda Amalehu in Toyda Yaharik Chsiv Zaveach Toyda Yachvinayni. Ad Kana Gemara, we'll see this pasuk Zaveach Toyda Yachvinayni. Gemara's in Darshan in a second, and that's the Hamshach Gemara. So that's the Gemara says that the idea was different. Zok to Gemara now, I'm Gimel and Beis inside our Gemara is, huh? Yeah. Because they give him a schos. That was my question. So you give 40 days for schos. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The heck you say that? I know, I just said Inu Adin, I spoke this out. Gemara said Inu Adin. Teretz says this is a special case. That's why I did that. Gemara is different Teretz. Gemara says that that's Karvel Malchus. You don't do Schus anyway for Mesis. Gemara says it's Karvel Malchus. So tomorrow, top on base. Armor Shuba Levi. Kol HaZaveach is Yitzroi and Mesvada Alav. Any person who shechs his Yitzhahara, which means the Yitzhahara forces him to do Avera, and what he does is he shechs his Avera, his Yitzhahara, and he does tshuva, he does vidui, Mesvadlov, Malov, Kosov, Ki'ilu, Kibda, La Karas Baruch, Ustay Alam. It's Ki'ilu, he's Mechavri Karas Baruch in two worlds. Elam Zev Elam Abba. The Chsiv, Zeveach, someone shechs the Yitzhahara. And Toida, he does vidui, Yechab Edeneni, which means two nuns is the remes to the two oilams, the Elam Zev Elam Abba. Another member of Shuvah Levi. So this member came because the last Gemara says the Ve'ach Toida in the census Gemara. Someone makav oila, he gets schar oila. Mincha, schar mincha b'yada. If he brings a mincha, he gets schar mincha. But today we don't have the kabbonis. We'll think it's worse. No, it's better. Someone is data is shvela. He's an onov. He's humble. He humbles himself. Frekars baruchu malel of a kosev ki ilu hikav kolik maros kulon kilos makavol kabanos nema zivche lekim ruach lishbaruch. A carbon to Hashem is a broken heart. It's his tefillah is accepted. Shnema leiv nishbar nitka elikim loy sivze. Hashem will not be mevaza that tefillah. Those tefillahs will be accepted, and therefore it's a very good thing to have a lev nishbar in front of a kodesh baruch hu.